Book 4, House of Happiness. Chapter 1, Return to Wuthering Heights. You will now begin to see why I, William Lockwood, who now lives at Thrushcross Grange, have told my story in these four different parts. This has not been an easy story to tell, because I met Kathy, Hareton, and Heathcliff when they were adults. I did not know the first Catherine, Catherine Earnshaw, or the Heathcliff of many years ago. I first came to Yorkshire long after many of the people in the story were dead. I understood Catherine Earnshaw through Ellen Dean's eyes. She knew the first Catherine well, and I could see her in my mind. But I did see and meet the daughter of Catherine Earnshaw. I did speak with Heathcliff, you remember. I did sit at the table with Hareton Earnshaw during my visit to Wuthering Heights, the grey house that is always in the story. I met all these unhappy people at Wuthering Heights, which I have called a house of hatred. And how does the story end? Is there more to it? Yes, there is. And the end is a happy one. Let me tell you what happened. You remember that I came to Yorkshire and met Heathcliff during the winter of 1801. I wanted to live at Thrushcross Grange for at least 2 years, but before the winter was over, I had to go to London on some very important business. I stayed in London until September of 1802, when a friend asked me to spend some time at a friend's house who lived in the north of England. That September, I was traveling to my friend's house when I stopped at an inn. A man was giving my horse some water to drink when a carriage passed by.
"That carriage is going to Gimmerton," he casually remarked.
I gave a start. "Gimmerton?" I said. "How far away is that?"
"About 14 miles away from here," he said.
Suddenly I wanted to go back to Thrushcross Grange. I was still renting the house, and I wanted to spend the night there. I reached the Grange and knocked at the door. No one came out, so I walked around to the back of the house. A woman I did not know was sitting on the porch. "Is Mrs. Ellen Dean here?" I asked.
"No,"
she answered.
"She's living at Wuthering Heights now. I'm the housekeeper here for now."
"Well, I'm Mr. Lockwood, the master. I'm going to stay here the night." She looked at me in surprise.
"I never knew you were coming here, sir,"
she said.
"I'll have to get your room ready."
She went into the house, and I followed her. I knew she would need some time to cook a meal, so I told her I would go out for a walk while I was waiting. I wanted to go to Wuthering Heights and talk to Ellen Dean. The moon was in the sky as I walked past the lonely churchyard where Catherine Earnshaw was buried. Suddenly, standing on the road, I saw a little boy crying terribly. "What's the matter, boy?" I asked him.
"I saw that Heathcliff and a lady walking there," he said.
"I always see them. I'm afraid to pass them." I looked into the churchyard, but I saw nothing. I did not understand what the boy was afraid of, so I told him to hurry home and continue to walk. When I reached Wuthering Heights, a beautiful moon was shining in the sky. As I opened the gate and walked towards the door, the sweet smell of flowers was in the air. All the doors and windows were thrown wide open. As I came near, I heard a man and a woman talking.
"Contrary,"
said a voice as sweet as a bird's.
"That's how you say it. I'm not going to tell you again. Remember it, or I'll pull your hair."
There was a sound of laughter. "Contrary,"
said the man's voice. "And now kiss me for remembering so well." I looked into an open window. There was a young man, handsome and well-dressed, sitting at the table with a book. I saw that it was Hareton Earnshaw, and next to him was the beautiful young Catherine, the first Cathy's daughter. She smiled and laughed happily. I saw that Cathy was teaching Hareton to read, and they were both in love with each other. Then I went to the kitchen door. Ellen Dean was sitting outside in the moonlight. When she saw me, she jumped to her feet.
"Mr. Lockwood, we haven't seen you for a long time."
"How are you, Ellen? I'm surprised to see you here."
"Well, sir, Zillah had to leave, and Mr. Heathcliff wanted me to come back here after you went to London."
"I would like to speak to Heathcliff about the rent money for Thrushcross Grange. Is he here?"
"Oh,"
Ellen said.
"You can talk to me about the money. I make some decisions here now."
I looked at Ellen in amazement, and suddenly she put a hand over her mouth.
"Oh, dear,"
she said.
"You don't know about Heathcliff. He is dead."
"Heathcliff is dead?" I asked her. I remembered the little boy I had met by the churchyard, who said that he had seen Heathcliff and a woman walking in the dark. "When did he die?" I asked her.
3 months ago,"
said Ellen.
"Come in, and I'll tell you about it. Have you had anything to eat, Mr. Lockwood?"
"That's all right. I asked for dinner at Thrushcross Grange," I said. Ellen and I had a cup of tea while she told me the story.